Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Next year, cyclists and pedestrians will be able to travel from Amenia to Copaic Falls without dealing with travel or detours. The final traffic or detours, the final stage of construction on the Harlem Valley Rail Trail will connect the two segments of the former Harlem Valley Rail Line turned hiking and biking trail. The 8-mile segment, the construction of which began last month, will create one continuous 23-mile trail. The newest segment will begin at Main Street on Route 44 in Millerton and end at Undermountain Road in the town of Ankrum. Tree clearing to begin the project is underway, with October 2020 slated as the estimated date of completion. The total trail will begin at the Wasaic train station in Amenia and end up at the Copaic Falls area of the Taconic State Park in Columbia County. Dick Hermans is the chairman of the Harlem Valley Rail Trail Association. He joins us this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm fine. Thank you.
Excellent. Is there anything I got wrong in that?
That's a very good summary.
Okay.
Although there is another little section of trail coming south out of Hillsdale that our association built a couple of years ago, about a mile and a half, that is also open.
And that adds to it. So now there is so you have kind of a kickoff. You're going to be busy this month, and that's working on this continual work on this part of, give us the geography of that.
Yep. The work is actually being done by Dutchess County Department of Public Works and Colarusso and Son from Hudson. And our association really acts as kind of a cheerleader and has tried to keep eyes on the project over the years. But the tree clearing has been done. This rail bed was abandoned in the 60s. The part that's being worked on, and it was quite overgrown. So now it's getting cleaned up. This bridge is to be worked on. It's a $14.7 million project. It's a big public works project.
So realistically speaking, you're confident in October 2020? Like, do you think you can get it done by then?
Oh, yeah. I think so, because it's the rail bed is in pretty good shape. I mean, one of the great parts about this aspects of this part of the trail is that it goes through incredible wetlands north of Millerton, between Millerton and Undermountain Road. It took Department of Public Works 13 years to get approval from DEC for the design of the trail, because it had to incorporate boardwalks that allowed water to go across the pyramid. When this rail bed was laid down in the around 1850, it was obviously no environmental laws at that point. They just threw material in, made a pyramid, put the train on it. Over the years, beaver have come in, flooded the area, so there's a lot of water up there. And it's a wonderful, amazing aspect of the trail.
So let us go back. As you said, that this whole thing has been the rail line has been unoccupied since the 1960s. So at what point did this emerge as an idea of, we can make this a rail trail, we can use this for good, we can take these 23 miles and really make something of it?
In the late 70s, we were still fighting to keep the railroad from being abandoned to Millerton. But we lost that fight. I was involved in that. And at that point, both in Columbia County and in Dutchess, the idea of a rail trail, such as, I guess, the Cape Cod Rail Trail was the thing that kind of got people's attention, that was a successful transformation of our old rail bed into a working recreational trail. So we were able to, in the mid-1980s, convince New York State to buy the rail bed in Dutchess County, with the proviso that Dutchess County would turn it into a linear park, which they have done in fits and starts. In Columbia County, the rail bed, our organization purchased the rail bed and donated it to the state. And so the part that's developed about 5 miles around Taconic State Park and Copaic Falls has been built by the state. And there's lots of aspects to it. Ultimately, it'll be a 46-mile trail up to Chatham, but we're trying to consolidate this section from Hillsdale down to Wasaic now. And after this 8-mile section is done, there will be about a mile gap between the part that our group built 2 years ago and the part that comes north from Copaic Falls. And That we're in the process of designing that. We have a grant for about $250,000 to do the design work. It'll include a pedestrian bridge over Route 22 to replace a trestle that was there that was taken out many years ago. So there's many aspects to it. Which part did?
Well, so once October 2020 comes, you still have work to do.
Oh, you bet. You bet.
Yeah. And then even then when you have the larger, the full trail, then you have to always keep it up and maintain it.
Yeah. Well, there's, you know, maintenance of the trail is, it's trimming back, you know. I mean, if people go and look at what has been done so far, they have trimmed a lot to just make a wide area. The trail is a 10-foot wide paved trail with about 3 feet of sides, shoulder on either side.
Right.
But it does, you know, it overgrows. This is going through wild territory for the most part.
So I'm going to go through the sections and just help me out here just so people can.
Let's start from the south.
So you want to start from the south, so go Wasaic to Amenia?
Is yep, that okay. Metro North Station.
So Wasaic to Amenia Station. Now that is, what's the status of that?
That's it's all open.
All open and done.
Mm-hmm.
Coleman Station to Millerton.
Right.
All right, all set. Millerton to Undermountain Road, and that's what's
being worked on right now.
What's being worked on, and that's yep. the one you hope to get mm-hmm. done by next year. Undermountain Road to Orphan Farm Meadow.
Right, and that goes past the entrance to the Taconic State Park at Copaic Falls.
Black Grocery to Hillsdale, and that is both open and closed.
Right, and the gap I was talking about where we need a bridge is between Orphan Farm Meadow and Black Grocery Road.
Okay. And Hillsdale to Philmont needs, that's a work in progress.
Part of that will be, I think, can be relatively easily done because it would connect to the Taconic Hills High School.
Yep.
Which would be great. From which is in Craryville. Craryville to Philmont will require going under the Taconic State Parkway, which will be the tricky part. In the long run, because it is, we thought that there must have been a tunnel for the railroad underneath the parkway.
Yeah.
Because you can see where the rail bed goes in and it goes out, but the parkway's all built up. And it turns out it was a bridge, and the bridge, they just simply filled in under the bridge with material. So there's going to be some engineering questions about how that can be done. From Philmont to Chatham,
yes,
which would be the, in theory, the last, is. We have done a design work on that part of the trail. It's about 11 miles, and it is it's a doable. There's no money for it yet, but it's doable for sure.
Why do you believe, and this is obviously a project that you've been working on for decades, it's a great, you have great passion for this, as do many people who've worked on it. I will just quickly interrupt myself to say that if you go to the website HVRT, which is Harlan Valley Rail Trail, hvrt.org, everything that we're talking about, there's maps and there's the sections, and you can find out more information about what we're talking about. So if you can't quite visualize it, you can go on the website and do so. But why, for you and for all the people who've been working so hard on this for so many years, why do you think it's so important for our region to have this?
Well, I know for Millerton, it has been an economic driver, certainly. If you come to Millerton on the weekends, there's always cars with bike racks on them, and people visit. They discover, oh, here's a nice little village. We'll come back another time and spend money. And they do, and they spend money when they're there on their bikes. It's also, I think, just really important that people have recreational opportunities for really little kids who learning how to ride bikes, for really old folks who need to just get out and stretch their legs a little bit or do recovery from surgery or whatever. Rail trails are, for the most part, flat. They're easy to navigate. They are safe, and it's just a very positive recreational opportunity that I think enhances our community. And it's really one of the fastest growing recreational projects in the state. I mean, the Empire State Trail project that was funded last year was the biggest investment in trails New York has ever done.
Do you have numbers of people, of the parts of the trail that are being used now, of just how many in a year, roughly, how many people you have using it?
I think in Millerton, it's probably the number that gets used a little bit is like 50,000 people.
It's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. Because, you know, it's constant. It's open, you know, it's open every day of the year, really, unless the weather's really bad.
Yeah, it's year round. People, I mean, if you can navigate it, you can go on it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then who's responsible? I mean, as you say, you're cheerleaders, and that's a great mm-hmm. word using it. But they're who's ultimately responsible for the care of it, overseeing it?
It's shared. We do we're kind of eyes on the trail.
Yeah.
But we have this Dutchess County and the state both have memorandums of agreement with the local towns to take care of. Emergency situations, like if a tree falls down, mm-hmm. we call the town of Northeast, and they usually are right out there and take care of it if one of our volunteers hasn't already done it. And I think that really the maintenance of the trail is not, I mean, Dutchess County built a section coming into Millerton. It opened in 2000. And it was just 2 years ago that they did some repairs because roots had grown under the trail. That kind of stuff has to be dealt with by the people who built the trail. I mean, it's not something that we can handle. But that work is ongoing up at Copaic Falls at the park. The park crew is really diligent about getting out there and doing stuff. And we're doing a cleanup at Under Mountain Road on Saturday to do work. Everybody wants to come at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So it's a trail weekend. We're going to try to hit all the trailheads along the trail this weekend, and you know, there's just keep an eye on it. You know, people think, well, maybe there's litter. There's no litter on the trail. People really respect it. They take care of it, and you know, they use it, and they know it's good for them.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes nature itself can cause problems, so you just have to keep your eye on that. Mm-hmm. Well, it's beautiful work, and congratulations for all the great work that you have done, and continued good luck with the work that you continue. Again, you can find out more information at HVRT, Harlem Valley Rail Trail, HVRT.org, HVRT.org. Dick Hermans is the chairman of the Harlem Valley Rail Trail Association. Dick, it's great to have you on as always. Thank you very much for being with us.
And could I mention that on Friday?
Yes.
This Friday
do.
At 11 o'clock in Millerton, we're going to have a groundbreaking ceremony for this section, and our county executive, Mark Molinar, will be there, and we're going to start to celebrate.
All good stuff. A lot to celebrate. I thank you very much for sharing it with us. It's hvrt.org. Dick Hermans, thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.